And you know, Mr. Russo, there's a lot of opinions voiced about Dixie Carter, her leadership ability. Is she the right person to lead TNA? What's her background with wrestling? I believe she was in marketing at one time, or no, public relations, I believe, was her background. Is she the right person to lead TNA? And in your, you know, just your opinion of working with her, and of course you've seen her grown over the years in the business, is she catching on to wrestling, or is she just not the right person to lead this company right now?
You know, that's the problem. I never really saw her grow in the business. You know, I never really did. I mean, I was there with her for the good part of 10 years, you know, after, you know, she got, you know, more control of the company from Jeff. I never saw her grow. I mean, and I think that was an issue. She's not the one to lead TNA. She was never the one to lead TNA. You know, there's a difference between personal and professional. And, you know, as personally on that level, you know, I'm a big fan of Dixie Carter. I really like Dixie Carter. I really care about Dixie Carter to this day. On a professional level, she never was, and she still is not suited to lead that company. And at the end of the day, you know, same with Vince McMahon, everything starts at the top and ends at the top. There's a reason WWE has been successful for, you know, 50 years or whatever it is. There's a reason why TNA, you know, is now in a very difficult position of maybe not having a television deal. And, you know, like I said, you know, in my opinion, when you're the boss of a company and you are the one in charge, it begins and stops with you. And I feel she, you know, she's made, you know, multiple, you know, huge mistakes over the years. She's repeated bad mistakes. She's not learned from her mistakes, you know, in my opinion. And I think inevitably that's what really started breaking TNA down and has put TNA in the position they're currently in. Like I said, you know, the decision to send Eric Bischoff home, you know, whether it was John Gaborik's decision or not, she's the boss. She had to be the one to bless it. You know, I don't think that was a good decision. There were a lot of decisions like that, you know, that she made throughout the last 10 years.